This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Top leaders of all the political parties are addressing rallies in various states as the first phase of Lok Sabha polls draws near. Polling will be held in 102 seats in 21 states and union territories on the 19th of this month. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the Lok Sabha elections of 2024 is to provide new energy to the Viksit Bharat campaign. While addressing a rally in Rajasthan's Karoli today, he said that in the last 10 years, the BJP brought solutions to the problems on which the Congress had given up. He stated that the Congress gave the slogan of Garibi Hatao for decades, but the NDA government brought 25 crore Indians out of poverty. He added that the Congress left farmers on their own, but the BJP government is working in the direction to make farmers prosperous. Earlier in the day, while addressing an election rally in Rishikesh, Uttarakhand, the Prime Minister said, "Whenever there has been a weak and unstable government in the country, the enemies have taken advantage and terrorism has spread its roots." The Prime Minister said his government has implemented one rank, one pension scheme for soldiers. Former Congress President Rahul Gandhi has said, "There are two major issues in the country, unemployment and inflation, but other issues are being given more importance." He was addressing a public meeting at Anupgarh in Rajasthan today. Bahujan Samaj Party chief Mayawati today said, "The present central government has made the reservation in promotion of government employees belonging to scheduled castes and tribes ineffective." In Mizoram, the BJP has released the vision document for the state ahead of the upcoming Lok Sabha polls. The party has promised to upgrade Zoram Medical College to the Regional Institute of Medical Sciences. Releasing the vision document, senior BJP leader Dr. S. Jaishankar said the BJP has a solid record of 10 years of good governance. He said this election is not about 5 years, but an election that will set the course for the next 25 years when India attains 100 years of independence. The minister said that the world today is looking towards India. Speaking to the media later, Dr. Jaishankar said the situation in Myanmar has required the centre to take certain precautions as the government gives top priority to the country's security. Mizoram will go to polls on the 19th of this month, wherein more than 8 lakh voters will exercise their franchise in 1,276 polling stations across the state. The notification for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections will be issued tomorrow. Polling will be held for 94 Lok Sabha seats in 10 states and 2 union territories in this phase. Notification for the adjourned poll in Baitul constituency of Madhya Pradesh will also be issued tomorrow. Election for Baitul parliamentary constituency, which was to be held in the second phase, was adjourned due to the death of a contesting candidate of Bahujan Samaj Party. Nominations can be filed till the 19th of this month. Voting for this phase will be held on 7th May. The Central Bureau of Investigation has arrested Bharat Rashtra Samiti BRS leader K. Kavita in connection with the alleged Delhi excise policy scam. The agency had recently questioned K. Kavita in Tihar Central Jail in the Delhi liquor scam. She is currently under the Enforcement Directorate custody at Tihar Jail over the matter. The Enforcement Directorate arrested K. Kavita on the 15th of March in a money laundering case linked to the excise policy case. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested a person in a case relating to revival attempts by People's Liberation Front of India, PLFI. According to the NIA, raids and searches were conducted yesterday by its teams with the help of local police in Jharkhand and Assam. In IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru have set a target of 197 runs for Mumbai Indians at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. Bengaluru scored 196 runs for 8 wickets in stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Mumbai Indians were 183 for 3 in 14.3 overs. Earlier, Mumbai Indians won the toss and elected to field. And that is the end of this news bulletin.